It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The absentee voting period for mailed-in ballots for Iowa's June primary begins today. The Secretary of State, Paul Pate, and county auditors across the state are encouraging Iowans to vote from home during the COVID-19 pandemic. Secretary of State Pate is with me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your office is mailing out nearly 2 million absentee ballot request forms to active registered voters. Tell us, if an Iowan has not received one of those forms to request a ballot by next week, what are they supposed to do?
Well, they can reach out to their local county auditor, or they can go to our website, voterready.iowa.gov, and there'll be a form right on there for them and get them set up.
And how is this going to be any different than any other election?
Well, hopefully it's not totally different for folks. We've got the absentee balloting processes, which we're promoting and encouraging because we want Iowans to be safe. We want to try to reduce the risk during this COVID-19 pandemic. So that's the primary objective. We also still have curbside voting. We'll still have polling sites open on Election Day. The difference will be we'll probably have reduced sites instead of the normal amount. We'll have a few of those.
Voter ID is still a new rule in Iowa's elections. How does voter ID play in here for absentee voting?
It's real simple. We just ask you to put your driver's license number on the form where it indicates, or your voter ID number, because some people who don't have a driver's license were issued a free voter ID card with a number on it. And if they have lost that and don't have it, they can reach out to their county auditor and get that again.
One of the messages we heard recently from the president earlier this month, he said at one of his coronavirus press briefings that, quote, mail ballots are very dangerous for this country because they are cheaters. Secretary Pate, you're a Republican. Do you agree with that statement? And, I mean, how closely have you been working with the Trump campaign ahead of the decisions you're making for this primary election?
Well, I've not been in any contact with them. Working with the 99 county auditors, Democrat and Republicans alike, we make sure we have the measures in place to ensure the integrity of the ballot while also helping folks maintain that social distancing. We have a lot of checks and balances in there. There's a little confusion when you hear this dialogue out there called political rhetoric. We're not doing what we call vote by mail, where everyone just gets mailed a blank ballot, you know, like a blank check. What we're doing is we're giving people an opportunity to request their ballot. So the only way one would be mailed is if Paul Pate, for example, asked you to mail one to me to the address that we have on record indicating who you are, and using your voter ID number or your driver's license number. Those kinds of checks and balances are part of what we've been doing to ensure that we're maintaining the integrity.
In neighboring Wisconsin, we've been hearing officials this week have said at least 19 people who either voted in person or worked at a polling site there on their primary election day tested positive for COVID-19. Obviously, postponing the primary election day is not something you'd want to do, but what would it take for it to be postponed here in Iowa or moved to an all mail-in voting system?
At this time, the track we're on has enough options and available that we're confident we can still do it on that date. We're offering people the opportunity to vote absentee. We have curbside voting. We have traditional voting at the polling site. Many counties have reduced the number of polling sites so that they can focus their resources in smaller or more targeted areas. That helps them with recruiting the staff to get the job done. We also put a lot of safety and health standard operations in place. We're putting out face shields for the counties to utilize, hand sanitizers, social distancing markers so people know what they're doing. The county will be using gloves and many, many more other steps that we'll do to protect those poll workers.
All right. Secretary of State Paul Pate, thank you.
Okay.
Of course, Iowa already had its presidential nominating caucuses earlier this year, but the June 2nd primary has a lot of races. Five Democrats are seeking to run against Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst in November, and Republicans have primary contests in all four U.S. House districts. A reminder, to vote in the primary in Iowa, you have to be registered with a political party. No party voters may request a Republican or Democratic ballot, and then their registration would be changed to that political party. I'm Clay Masters. It's Morning Edition on IPR.